Coast, 104.5 and Up and Adam in the morning. Thank you for being here. Appreciate you having us tuned in and turned on. I wanted to talk to my friend Allie Addison, who took the kids and the family to Disneyland recently. I know that Disneyland has kind of been doing, you know, they're kind of getting back into the swing of things. Of course, I'm sure when things happen on June 15th, things are probably going to be changing even more. They're going to be opening up to more than just Southern California residents. And I was just curious, what is Disneyland even like right now? And we're going to have Allie to tell us about it. What's going on?
Hey, Adam, it's Allie.
Allie, what is going on, girl? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking time to talk to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've always loved your voice, and I used your old I'm Up and Adam in the Morning thing for a bumper that I have. I don't even know if you've heard this, but I'm going to play it for you real quick.
Yeah.
Wake up with Up and Adam in the Morning.
You made my day, Adam.
I'm trying to call you.
Hold on, it's at the end.
Up and Adam in the Morning. It says my daughter with me every morning.
On Up and Adam in the Morning.
Isn't that great?
Oh, gosh, that's so old.
I know. We need to refresh and have, like, today, Allie say she's Up and Adam.
Seriously, that you do realize that was, like, 10 years ago.
That's crazy. I know. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Wow. Yeah.
So I...
do you remember, really fast though, do you remember when someone called in and I was sitting there and they're like, oh, you probably have like, you have the sexiest voice. I'm like, what? And I want to say it was the Carnival Grandmaster guy.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Party? Oh my gosh. He was totally creeping on you.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, so I love when you know, you'll text me throughout when you hear something, you know, crazy or funny on the show. I love when you call in here and there. You texted me recently that you were going to Disneyland. I think I was going to talk to you about something else. And you're like, no, we're at Disneyland. And I was like, oh, damn, I want to talk to you about that. Disneyland is back. How was it? What was it like? I'm so curious right now.
Oh, okay. So I'm still coming off of my Disneyland coma.
Okay.
And it's been a couple years since the last time we went. The last time we went, we have two kids. They're 9 and they're 7. At the time, they were too young to get on a lot of rides. So this was going to be a big deal for us to finally be at a height that they could enjoy and experience the magic of Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And I like to think that my job as a parent, or maybe more my goal as a parent, is to create as much joy as possible, especially with this last year, which seemed very void of joy.
Right.
So I went in like a frantic parent and just wanting to make it as perfect as possible. And you have to take into consideration that COVID and the pandemic has completely changed the way that Disneyland is doing business. And they've only been open for a couple of months. So, Adam, when we went last week, I want to say the capacity was lifted to 35%, which is great. It meant really short lines in comparison to like a normal summer Disneyland experience.
Yes.
I'd say we waited like on average 30 minutes for each ride.
Okay.
And that is tolerable.
Yeah.
Especially with a 9 and 7 year old, that's fine. You know, as an adult, I've waited hours to get on rides like Indiana Jones. Like, you know, whatever, no problem. But when you have kids in tow, that's not going to work.
No.
So that was the good part. Now, everything changes this next week for Disneyland. So what experience I'm talking about right now is completely different for people that are going to go next week because they're opening to full capacity.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Did you have to have a mask on?
Yes. So you have to wear a mask, and it is it was hot when we were there. It was like 85, and I had like this little cest pool of, you know, hot air that I'm breathing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really safe. How do you deal with a 7 and 9 year old in a mask? I can't imagine. One, I mean, it just seems so, the poor kids, right? I mean,
they get hot, and you're basically power walking through Disneyland. They get hot, they start to pull it down. Disneyland staff is positioned everywhere, obviously, and they're constantly reminding you to pull it up. And so we try to take as many breaks as possible for food, and obviously when you're eating, you can take it off and do what you need to do.
Right.
So that was helpful. But in the last year, I mean, kids that age, they listen. It's not like a 3-year-old. Or a 4-year-old that you're fighting with the entire time to keep it on. But the one bummer that I would say about the whole experience is everything has switched over to being app-based. So to order food, you have to order it through an app. You can't just walk up to, like, the lemonade and the shish kebab stand and say, here I am, I have a really hungry kid on my hands, I need a lemonade, and you buy it, and they give it to you. That's right. Not how it works. It's like a 35-minute process.
Oh, no.
Because you get put into a queue to get your lemonade.
To get a, just to get a simple lemonade at a cart.
Yes. So what I was able to find, you have the magic makers, the Disneyland employees that are great. They're super accommodating. And so I'd go up and I'd give my little sob story like, you guys, it's almost 90 degrees. We're dying here. Is there any way we can get pushed up further in our queue and get our drinks? And they would make it happen, which was awesome.
Oh, cool.
And then you have those that are like the keeper of their iPad, all controlling. And I'm like, hey, you know, I just ordered a slice of pepperoni pizza. It says it's going to be an hour and a half.
Oh.
We're starving. Is there anything you can do? And he's like, no, there's nothing. I'm like, okay, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
So that was a bummer. The fact that the food has, you know, transitioned over to app-based. I get it. They're trying to be efficient. They're trying to provide as much, like, contactless transactions
sure.
as possible.
Right.
But also the rides are starting to switch over to this app-based queue system, which is almost more like a lottery system.
Weird.
And, with the Star Wars ride, I don't know if you've heard any rumors about that. It's their new Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is, but it's supposed to be super cool.
Right.
No one would tell us. They just kept telling us we needed to go on it.
Right.
So we fought so hard at 7 a.m. and again at noon, the day we were at Disneyland, to get onto this ride. And you have milliseconds to press the button. And I'm going in there. I'm blind. Like, I don't even know what I'm pressing. I'm just pressing yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Signing my life away
sure.
to get my family on. And we didn't make it. You know, it's a bummer.
Wow.
But it is what it is.
Did the kids have fun?
They had fun. And I have to back up. Like, I sound like a negative Nancy.
No, I wanted a real story. I wanted the real deal. That's exactly what I wanted. No, this is real.
Okay. It was great. The kids had no idea the stress that the parents were under. And that's the whole point. That's
right.
My job.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So they had fun. There are rides that are down, that, like Jungle Cruise has been down for years, and that's such a bummer. They're restoring it. Mm-hmm. It's a classic. It needs to come back.
Space Mountain, Pirates, Matterhorn.
Awesome.
Cool.
No Matterhorn is right. down, but okay. everything else is great.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm so glad you gave me an update on things. I always love when I get a chance to talk to you, Allie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for being Up and Adam in the morning.
Up and Adam, always.
I love Allie. Listen to that. Can you imagine being at Disneyland? Some of those stories, like, wow. But I do miss it. I want to take Lady I Fancy. She's never been, Suze.
Wow. I know. It's weird for people like us who grew up so close to it.
Yeah.
That we don't realize that, like, that's... It's like some people have never seen the ocean.
I know.
And I cannot believe it. And that's a little more accessible than Disneyland, but still. Like,
yeah.
And then there's a lot more.
Yeah, I was going to ask her, like, because I think, like, you have to, like, remortgage your house to even, like, get into Disneyland now. It's crazy.
I know. So, like, my sister is a huge
Yeah,
Disney
she's one
fan.
Of the adult fanatics.
Yes.
I have a cousin like her.
She is. And she held a season pass for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't have it right now because they kind of, you know, shut them down. And anyway, yeah, she, I figured she'd be, like, the first person at the door, like the old Mervyn's commercial. Open.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and she's, like, waiting it out. She's like, it's too expensive. It's not worth it. I'd rather just buy a pass and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, like, I really thought, and I'm like, are they going to pull your Disney card?
Yeah.
You know, like your nerd card.
Right. So we're going to come back. I want Suze to, we're going to talk some fashion things that are happening, including the Yeezy jacket for Gap, which is $200. You got to check that out. These jeans that are like, looks like a ninja cut your legs off.
Also,
and then, of course.
Well, don't say it yet.
Yeah,
I'll just tease it like this. I texted this to my best friend who's super into fashion.
Yeah.
And her response was like, among other things, hashtag fashion is dead.
Yeah. So you can't. Can't wait to show you what they are doing with some footwear. It's coming up. It's Coast.
Wake up with Up and Adam in the Morning.
For Up and Adam in the Morning, what's happening?